Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
You remember, we were shipwrecked together.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My co-host is Greg Kot. And we have got so much music crammed into our brains. There is no telling ever what is bubbling up on any given day, or really, Greg, from minute to minute. When one of us has a song in our head that we can't live without and we can't get it out of our head, we share it with you, adding it to our desert island jukebox. The songs we'd want to live with forever if we were marooned on a desert island with an infinite supply of batteries. Craig, you got a song to add. Can you give us a hint of what it is?
Yes, indeed, Jim. I'm going to go back to the very first official recording by one of the great MCs of the last 30 years.
Ah, well, we'll hear about that in a minute on Sound Opinions. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. Every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, Lemonade Shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Welcome back to Sound Opinions. Greg, what song are you adding to the Desert Island Jukebox today?
Jim, I was thinking about MF Doom, the great MC who died recently, when I was thinking about this Desert Island Jukebox track. What could I play? What could I represent? And for the first time in decades, I think I started thinking about the group Third Base.
You know, when we were talking about MF Doom, you mentioned them.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, we got to go back to Third Base. Because they had some cool.
Yeah,
they had some cheese, too.
They did.
But they had some cool stuff.
They were, found themselves in the midst of that so-called golden age of hip-hop, where it seemed like every week a great record was coming out from the hip-hop world. And Third Base was in that mix, which was unusual at the time, because Pete Nice and MC Search happened to be white guys. There weren't a ton of white rappers at that time, and the ones who were around tended to be you know, lacking in some credibility. I mean, the Beastie Boys were obviously great, but, you know, you had people like Vanilla Ice skulking around getting pop hits with not a lot of talent.
No.
Search and Nice were actually very much steeped in the culture and came up with actual skills. And an indication of their credibility was that their debut record, the Cactus album in 1989, was produced by one Prince Paul.
Yep.
And the Bomb Squad, both collaborating on this record.
Prince Paul was.
And Prince Paul was one of the great producers of all time, and he happened to produce all the De La Soul records, or the first few
De La Soul records. Yeah, and of course, the Bomb Squad was
Public Enemy.
Yeah.
So you had them, you had a cameo from Don Newkirk, who was, the voiceovers on De La Soul records were by Don Newkirk, you know, the MC, you know, kind of the voice of God, MC.
Yeah.
Well, third base got Don Newkirk on that record, you know, because they were respected. And to their credit, they gave back to the culture that spawned them. Among the beautiful things on their debut record was the track The Gas Face, which was a huge hit for them. They enlisted one Daniel Dumoulin to have a guest verse on this record. Now, Daniel was an 18-year-old kid coming up in the scene at the time, soon to be, actually a decade later, to be MF Doom. At this time, he was known as Zev Love X in a group with his brother. So the whole notion of him starting a career was not a given at that time. Nobody knew who this kid
was.
Just one of those local kids. Got a verse on this record, knocked it out of the park. The song was a huge hit, in addition to the fact that it introduced the world to this gifted young rap artist who soon was signed after that, after this recording came out. If you listen to the track, there's some great verses here by Pete Nice and MC Search, and they're basically, it's a diss track, right? But there's cleverness to it. You know, the gas face is that face you make when somebody, you know, lets out a vulgar, you know, there's a vulgarity to it.
Yes.
But also, it can be just simply a guy who's just whack. You know, you make the gas face when somebody, you hear a bad verse on a record.
Yeah.
You know, so they openly diss a few artists on this record. And it's more about, you know, what are you doing to the culture? You know, how are you behaving as a human being? You could say, okay, it's potty humor, but it's also, there's a deeper level to this track as well. And they found a great opportunity for the future MF Doom to make his debut. Here's the gas face from third base on Sound Opinion.
Hey, yo, man, my label mate Don Newkirk, man, step to him.
Thanks, Search. And now for the Prime Minister.
Third Basal Express, KMD, three blind mics on sight. Zev Lover gave it the first light. A grin shows a trick up a sleeve. What a tangled web they weave. Deceive is stupefied through fable. Say let's make a deal at the dinner table. Put you on tour, put your record on wax.
Trust me!
Sign your life on the X. You exit XOR, but what you really get? A box of Newports and Puma sweats.
Damn.
Text feeds and frowns upon Emis. To give up gas face, he drinks from a thermos. Sub Rock could at you with a clipper. Gas face given, I beg to differ.
Pete, that was real deaf, man, but I gotta get serious now. Hey, yo, Don, step to him again.
Everybody, MC Search.
Black cat has bad luck. Bad guys wear black. Must have been a white guy who started all that.
Make the gas face.
For those little white lies, my expression to the mountain is blue eyes deform my face and shake my skull cap. Dismiss the myth that evil is not black but opposite spectrum. This done by red man with horns on his head. Lay down the ill plan, got all his helpers. Said make it snappy. Tell all the people that their hair can't be nappy. Blonde and blue-eyed, a dark-skinned heifer G, a disease created by leprosy. Don't speak of bleach, bend them to right. Say it was night, way before the light. Put aside spook, search leaves a trace of setup correct with the effect of the gas face.
Next up, Don.
A special appearance by KMD's Zev Love X.
A gas face can either be a smile or a smirk when a pair's a monkey wrench to work one's clockwork. Perk it is built to the rim of my cup. Don't tempt me, you're empty. So fill her up as I'm talking coffee or cocoa. Is you loco? Cash or
if I ever trick them.
Oh, if I'm not gas face victim.
There it is, yo, fellas, man. Why don't you step to the mic, man?
That is Third Base with the Cactus album, a track called The Gas Face, which was a huge hit in 1989, marking the debut of the future MF Doom, who has one of the verses.
I don't know if you ever have these moments, right? But I was like, where are Search and Nice today?
You know, I think the last I'd heard is, I think it's Pete Nice has a baseball memorabilia shop. Cooperstown, near the Hall of Fame.
Near the Hall of Fame. Wow. You know, I mean, I was like, what do you do after you have this bright moment in the sun? You know, whether you've recorded Louie Louie or, you know, you have a one-hit wonder.
They had a brief reunion, I think, a few years ago, and marking the 25th anniversary of the Cactus
everybody
album.
Everybody does.
And they did only like two shows. And, you know, they were one of those groups that kind of knew when to get out.
Yeah,
you know, they put out two pretty good records, and then that was it.
And then thank you. Good night.
Thanks, good night.
Well, that's it for this bonus episode. For more full episodes, visit soundopinions.org. To sponsor the show, email sponsor at soundopinions.org or support us via Patreon. Thanks for listening.